Anne? Go ahead, play with the tourists.
Would you sit down, please? Would you sit down, please? Thank you. Okay. What do you think this is?
A green.
A green what?
Green.
What does it do? You gonna talk to somebody?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's your name? What's your name?
Can we hold on for just a second?
Sure. What's this?
There we go.
Seven?
Eight, nine, ten.
Goodbye. Hello? Who's that? Hello, what's your name? Hello, what's your name? Goodbye. Okay, shall we play with another toy now? Let me put this down for you. How about, what do you want? Let me show you. What?
Color.
What?
Color.
This book?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this book? Shall we start? Here are Paul and? They can do lots of things. You can do lots of things too. Judy can pat the bunny. Now you pat the bunny. What is Judy doing?
She's doing.
What is she doing to Paul? She says, what does she say?
Peek-a-boo.
Right. Peek-a-boo. What are you going to do? What did you do? Smell the flowers? Who's that? What's this?
Light.
It's a mirror. Who's in the mirror? Who's that? Who's that in the mirror?
Anne.
Judy can feel Daddy's scratchy face. Can you feel Daddy's scratchy face? How does that feel? How does that feel? Scratchy? Judy can read her book. Can you read Judy's book? What does that say? How big is Bunny? What is Bunny doing?
He's eating supper.
He's eating his supper. What is he doing here? Went to sleep? Paul can put his finger through Mummy's. Now you put your finger through Mummy's. Hello. That's all. Bye-bye. Can you?
Bye-bye.
That's good. Bye-bye. See you later.
See you later.
What's this? What's this? Cow jumping over the what? Who's that?
Jumping in the moon.
Right. Okay, let's look at this picture. What's that? Who's that?
A mouse.
Is it a mouse? What's he doing? What's in his hand?
He's a duck.
What? What's this?
He's a duck.
Do you think he's a duck? No, I think he's a mouse. Could be a mouse. What's this?
It's an A.
Is that an A? This is an A. What's this?
T.
Right. And what's this?
B.
Right. And what's this?
G.
No, it's a C, right? Okay, let's see if we can find out some other letters. What's this?
G.
Right. And what's this?
G.
This is a G, and this is a...
F.
Almost. That's an E. What's this, Anne?
G.
No, this is an F.
F.
What's that?
G.
You know what this letter is.
H.
Of course. And there's the G. Do you know what this animal is?
A cow jumping moon.
No, that's not the cow jumping over the moon. What's that animal we saw at the zoo yesterday, the museum?
A zebra.
That's not a zebra. That's a great big... Who has a trunk?
Trunk.
Hmm? It's an elephant. What's this, Anne?
Cow jumping over the moon.
Oh, that's not a cow jumping over the moon. That's a horsey. Who's sitting on the horsey?
A boy.
A little boy. Isn't he having fun? Okay. Would you like to play with this little boy?
Yeah.
You would? Oh.
Red.
What's his name?
To get it open.
You want to get it open? What's this?
It's hard.
It's help. Hard. I'll help you. What is this?
Zipper.
A zipper, right. Do you want me to help zip it? There. Can you zip it up?
Yeah. I want to. All
right. Very good. Now can you zip it up? Pull. Is that too hard? Do you want me to unsnap it for you?
Yeah.
There. Now can you put it back together? Almost. Here, Mommy will help.
I'll help you.
All right. What's this, Anne?
Foot.
It's a foot. And what's on the foot?
Very important.
A what?
A lacing.
A lacing?
Lacing.
Shall I untie it? Now, can you tie his shoe this morning?
I want to.
You're tired of him? All right, let's put him down. Let's see what else there is. Oh, what is this? Good morning. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend? Anne, who's that? What's his name? What's the doggy's name?
Woof woof.
Woof woof? Can you give the doggy a little kiss? Oh, can you give the doggy a little hug? Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is this? What is it? Hmm? I'm hungry. Can you give me something to eat? Please? Thank you. You think I should eat that finger? Yum, 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 yum. That's good. Watch out, I might have some teeth. Ooh! Oh, my little tongue. Oh, ouch, ouch, I'm hurt. Can you give me a little kiss? Oh, thank you. Oh, you're such a nice mistress. Oh, oh, please. Now I can't get out. Can you open the door? Thank you. Oh, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. Oh, I think I'll go to sleep now. Night-night. Can you sing me a song? Can you sing me a song so I can go to sleep? Please, how about Jack and Jill? Can you sing me Jack and Jill, please? Please? Can you sing me Baba Black Sheep? I'll start it and you help me sing. Baba Black Sheep, have you any? Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags. One for my
master.
One for my
day.
And one for
lunch.
Who? One for me.
Me.
One for the dragon. Can you say dragon?
Dragon.
Who lives?
The lane.
Down the lane. Thank you. Oh, thank you. That will help me fall asleep very well. Now I think I'll go nighty-night. But before I go, would you sing me one more song, please? And please? Will you please sing me one more nice song? How about... Muffin Man. Okay? You sing, okay? So I'll go to sleep. Do you know? Can you sing me the Muffin Man? Please? Do you know the...
Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man. The...
Muffin Man.
Do you know the... Muffin Man, he lives on
the railway.
Oh, thank you, Anne. I think I'll go night-night now. Goodbye. Goodbye. What do you think this is? What is it? What's this?
Door.
A door? Open the door. Who lives in the little... What's this?
House.
Oh, yes, look! Turn it around. What's that?
House.
This is the door, and this is a... You want to put it on your head? I don't think it's a hat. You know who I think lives in the house? Guess who? Hey, that's my house. Hey, what are you doing with my house on your head? Please put my house down here. Oh, thank you. Can you open the door for me? Woof, woof, woof. Let me in, please. Open the door. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's so cold outside. I have to go in my house. Whew. Ooh, I'm cold.
I give it a bit.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
This guy's lip has the finger.
What happened?
I did it.
Where's the doggy? Where's the doggy? Where's the doggy's ear? Do you know where the doggy's ear is? That's right. Where's the doggy's nose? Where's the doggy's nose? Here it is. Anne, do you want to put the doggy in the house and say goodbye? Okay. Want to close the door? Can you say goodbye? To the doggy? I'll see you later. Here, let's put this down. Here's something else for you. What's this?
Okay.
Can you tell me about the book?
It's an apple.
A is for apple. What is this?
A is socks.
He's wearing some socks. What else does he have? What's in his hand?
His socks.
Mm-hmm. What's on his jacket?
Boy.
It's a boy. What is he saying? What are these?
Doggies.
How many?
One, two, three.
I only see two. One, two.
Two.
Okay, what's over here? What's this?
Doggies number one.
You don't want to? Okay, and you show me which page you like the best. And how many chairs? How many chairs? You count.
Two.
Only two? How many is this?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight.
No. What are these?
Duckies.
How many duckies?
One, two, three.
Right. One, two, three, and then what?
Five. Six.
Right. Only seven. Seven duckies. How many balloons? Can you count them?
No, I don't know.
You don't want to. Okay. What are these?
It's aquarium.
Oh, aren't they pretty? What color is that?
It's just blue.
Right. And what color is that?
Pink.
Pink? Right. What color is that? What's your favorite color?
Black.
Well, that one's black. What color is this one?
It's green.
That's not green. What color is that?
It's green.
That's green. What color is?
Black.
That's a black. What color is that?
Green.
That's a hard one. That's purple.
Purple.
What do you see here?
Rally.
What's this?
Duck.
There's a ducky. What's this?
This.
What?
This.
Butterfly?
Butterfly.
All right. Can you tell me what this number is? What are these?
Yeah.
What are these?
No.
You don't want to. She doesn't like this book. Do you want to play with some more blocks? What are you going to do with these? What are you going to do with them? Can you make something? What is that?
The moon.
Can you make something else? Cow jumping over the moon. Can you make something else? Remember what you made for Mommy last night? You made a big, what?
Rat.
You made a big mess, yes, but before that you made a big tower for Mommy. Remember?
I made a tower.
Oh, that's nice.
I made a tower.
So big. Can you do it any bigger? Any higher? How many is that?
One, two, three.
Oh, how many now? Okay. Oh, dear! What happened? What happened?
I can't believe that.
What are you saying?
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. One. Here, let me look get it for you. Okay? What are you going to do with it? All right, what are you going to do with the rest that are here? Can you make a tower with what you have? Let's see. How many? How many do you have? You'd rather two. Can you tell Mommy how many blocks are here? How many? Very carefully. Beautiful. Oh, can you tell me how many? One.
Two.
Ah! Only two left. Now what are you going to do? Is that a little tower? And? Can you tell me what these letters are?
One.
That's your favorite letter. Can you sing ABC for me? A, B, C, D. You do it.
G, S, G.
H, I.
L, N, M.
O.
E.
Q, R.
S.
T, U.
W.
Good. Here's X, Y, Z. It's a U. What's this?
U.
It's a U. And what's this picture?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
What's that?
U, X, Y, Z.
What's that?
W.
What's that?
A Y.
No, not a Y, it's a V. What's that, a violin? Does a violin make pretty music? Whoa, what's that? What's that? Remember we looked it up in your book when we went home yesterday? That's not Humpty Dumpty. Begins with Z, what is it? It's your favorite animal. What is it? It's a zebra.
Zebra.
Did you see a zebra yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you like him?
Yeah. Yes. It is.
What, was he big?
Humpty Dumpty.
Where's Humpty Dumpty? Do you find Humpty Dumpty in there? See if we can find Humpty Dumpty. Do you see him here? What's this animal?
Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, that's not a Humpty Dumpty. That's a turtle. What letter is that?
G.
Right, and what's that one?
H.
And what's that letter?
H.
S. What's that?
S.
Do you remember we saw some of these yesterday, too? It's a little baby what? Squirrel, remember all the squirrels we saw? Would you like to go to the telephone? What are you going to say? Can you talk to Daddy?
Gone also. Okay. She did a lot of talking about animals this time. More. She seemed to recognize animals that she didn't last time, but she's had trouble with her favorite. How come she didn't remember the zebra? Does she really know the zebra? Or is...
Yes, she does. We sought him out. She knows. We've been also looking in pet stores at zebrafish, so she really knows what it is.
It didn't come easy to her, did it? Was it the picture, perhaps? No, 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 Anne. Don't touch that.
You go play over there, all by yourself, okay? Mommy's talking.
I'm thinking over the summer when the babysitter come in and help us. One of the things that you do is you ask her to name a lot of things. Does she spontaneously do a lot of naming? Does she know the names of lots of things?
I think she knows them. I think she's I'm encouraging her to verbalize herself instead of having me supply them. So perhaps I'm encouraging her to come out with labels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm anxious about it.
Did she do a lot of naming around the house?
Yes. And also, one of her recent phrases is, "What's that?" And I feel, rather than have me be the one to always supply it, if I feel that she knows it, perhaps she should feel that, you know, it would be interesting to me to hear her say what it is, or at least make the attempt.
Okay. This time she didn't spend a whole lot of time with the little boy doll. What parts of it, because I don't have it on my record, what parts of it is she really familiar with? What parts of the doll and the things that you can do with it is she well
acquainted? The zipper. She knows what a button is, but she doesn't have the skill to button things yet. She was interested in the snap, but it is very difficult to open, so I opened it for her. And she attempted to close it. And also the laces, she's very interested in shoes lately because we've been shopping for sneakers and new shoes.
Okay. Now, with the dog's house, you made an attempt to label certain parts. What parts of the house does she appear to understand?
She knows I think she knows the roof, but it's not a realistic house. And there was a stamped picture of a window in the back, and I heard her saying to her dad, labeling windows yesterday or the day before, so I wanted to see if she could tell me, recognize. I don't think she recognized it. It had a big flower in the middle of it. It just was too, you know.
But she did recognize the parts on the front of the house.
The door. She knew that. Well, apparently she saw that there was a house to it. I don't think she distinguished the roof, for instance. I'm pretty sure she knows the roof. And perhaps even a chimney, I'm not sure.
And at home she definitely recognizes terms like door.
Oh, door and window and the floor, yes.
Okay.
And also she knows top from side.
Mm-hmm.
She was creating a crown out of a paper carton with her dad, and I heard her ask, and I was just amazed. She asked, she wanted to do the top, so she did the top, and then she asked to decorate the side. It's specific, and I hadn't heard him introduce that term at all, but she seems to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this time, was she the child that got confused about what to call the dragon last time? She didn't appear to have any problem with him this time.
No, I don't think she had a problem the first time. I think I supplied the word dragon the previous session.
She was real big on colors this time. What colors does she know? She appears to.
She knows them all. Uh-huh. It's just that the illustrations in this particular book are very. The difference between black and purple, for instance, you can hardly tell. Colors are very strange.
You indicated that purple was a hard color. Is it hard for her, or is it?
Actually, it isn't hard for her because she can pick out. In fact, she likes purple a lot. She can pick out purple from other colors, but I think it's hard because it's close to black, brown, and blue. Sometimes some purples are very close to blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, parents do a lot of stuff where we call them diminutives, where instead of calling a dog, you call it a doggy, for instance. Instead of a cat, call it a kitty. Is there any particular reason why you do that with her?
Did I say doggy or did she?
Doggy or did she? I thought she did. But that was after she said doggy?
I don't recall, but I know that you use it as well.
Oh, okay.
And the last time I seem to recall you saying kitty.
Okay. She knows the difference. She knows a cat. She also knows kitty. Kitty cat. And also, I think she knows that a kitten is a baby cat because we have a book on cats or kittens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I encourage her to use interchangeable terms as much.
What was she was attempting to build with the blocks. Does she do things with what does she do when she's got blocks at home?
She makes a tower. Last night she made, as I was cooking dinner, she was playing with her toys and she got the blocks out and made a little tower, and she came into the kitchen and looked very mysterious and said, "I have something," or she indicated that she had something, and I went out and there was a little tower. She was saying, "I have a tower."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay. Do a lot of stuff like A is for apple, B is for. Does she? How does she work with the alphabet? Does she recognize things for letters?
Symbols for letters.
Mm.
Yes, I have the. I have a chart in her bedroom. It's mounted on the wall. A through Z, with even CK and all that from educational publishing service that I had from my teaching. And so I have a lot of teaching aids with symbols on them that she's familiar with. She also has about 5 alphabet books, which she doesn't particularly like. She doesn't like the sequential alphabet books with the symbols in them. They bore her to tears. But she does a lot of work with the magnetic letters. She has now both upper and lowercase magnetic letters and can distinguish between almost all the upper and lowercase letters. She can name them all. And usually, other than letters such as E and A and small little letters, she can usually get most of them. So she plays with them, and she really likes that.
Why, for instance,
don't make my pants so messy.
Why, for instance, didn't she like that book, the alphabet book?
Which one?
She doesn't like this book very much. Is that something that she sensed?
You mean this counting book?
Yeah.
She's had it in her playpen since she was 7 months old. And she just decided she didn't like it. I guess there's something about the simplicity of it that just is deadening to her.
Yeah.
Once she could get beyond the concepts of seeing little things in a row, she recognizes all what they are.
The thing I was thinking about, in contrast to the first book, the alphabet book, is, of course, she likes the Pat the Bunny sort of stuff because it's interactive. She likes to do things
mm-hmm.
with it. Do you think that that's perhaps, you're also the mother, I think, that has the other book that was written by the same
telephone
author.
Book.
Does she like very much being able to fool around with the movable pieces?
Definitely, yes.
Are there particular parts of the Pat the Bunny book, for instance, that she's always interested in doing?
Yes, every part. She, of course, she likes the mirror, perhaps, but she likes to smell the flowers, and particularly like this book because the scent is strong and ours has worn off somewhat. I noticed that.
She seems to know all the different, she can predict the different parts of the book pretty easily.
Yes, actually, she knows Judy's book. She just wasn't indicating that,
mm-hmm.
I think, withholding her knowledge.